Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Not so long ago, I used to call what I did, what we do in this industry, conservative talk radio. And it used to be pretty easy to define. I'd take 4 hours a day and cram in all the facts the left didn't want you to have because they make our argument. All the facts the left blacked out. Lied about, skewed, hid, or twisted. That used to be my job. But somewhere along the line, in this era of censorship we've never lived through before in America, at least not since the revolution with the British, but in the last few years, my job description changed. It was subtle. It didn't happen overnight. But we're here now. I'm not a conservative talk show host anymore. At least that's not the battle I fight. And sometimes, on some topics, sure. But what do I actually do? I fight a Vulcan mind meld death match for reality. Every day, I fight to cling to reality. Not so much liberty or conservatism or individualism anymore, although that's part of it, but for reality itself. It's a battle we lose every day. Let me tell you what I'm talking about, and I've never been up against something like this before, although I've read about what it's like in books like 1984. Remember about 2 months ago? It was announced that we were in a recession. We've always agreed on what a recession is. Whether we had a Democrat or Republican president, it's two quarters of negative growth. Look it up. It's in every economics book. It's the simplest, most basic economic reality. We're either in a recession or we're not. But this time, almost 2 months ago, when the recession was announced, something bizarre happened. And everybody laughed at first. Biden, cringe Jean-Pierre, his spokesperson, and his financial heads all said we weren't. Not in a recession. It was so bizarre at first that even MSNBC and CNN made fun of Biden. Heck, even the Washington Post, which does nothing but lie all day long, every day, took issue with the size and scope of this lie. You can't deny economic reality. Washington Post columnist Megan McArdle, a Democrat and a liberal, wrote, in her piece the last week of July, entitled Enough with the Is This a Recession Blather, she took the Democrats to the woodshed, warning that such word churn about the state of the economy wasn't an effective political strategy. We all knew we were in a recession. Why, they looked silly denying it. But fast forward, almost 2 months later, and this freak show of denial is near universal. On a regular basis, CNN Business, CNBC, sometimes even Fox Business, trots out CEOs, heads of hedge funds. And there they sit on the screen, like ISIS or Al-Qaeda hostages, insisting that we're not in a recession. We could be, they say. We may be headed into it. As they scream at the television, no, we're in it. We're in it. How can you be a CEO and say that? Here's Freak Show Exhibit A. It's a headline from CNBC from back on August 29th. Worst is yet to come. Economist Stephen Roach says U.S. needs miracle to avoid recession. Roach, former chairman of Morgan Stanley Asia, beclowned himself before the world, warning that things were great. We're not in a recession, but we might be in one. As I scream bloody murder at the television, how on earth can you be a former chairman of Morgan Stanley and say such an idiotic thing? But he did. It chilled my blood to watch it. that interview ricocheted through the financial news for a week. It was a big deal for an unspoken reason, because Roach, who carries a lot of financial weight, had done what Al-Qaeda and ISIS hostages always do. You can't see the knife or the gun to their back in the hostage videos. Insisted America was bad, denied the recession. You could practically see the gun they were holding to his head. It chilled me because what it showed was the grotesque extent of the corporate capture by the left, by the Democrat Party, of every single one of our institutions, all the major houses on Wall Street. And that's why that article reverberated. To see such a titan, former head of Morgan Stanley, deny the existence of financial reality was a freak show. And everybody else followed right in line. What had seemed impossible in the days after the Biden administration announced they were not in a recession, and CNN and the Washington Post and MSNBC mocked them for it, they now had total iron-fisted control. They were dictating reality. How'd they do it? Well, a few weeks after the initial recession announcement, the government released revised figures. I don't believe them, but let's take them at face value for a moment, showing that the negative growth wasn't quite as big as we thought, but it was still negative, meaning we were still in a recession. The Democrats used this to pivot and declare that we weren't, even though we were. And then everyone just fell in line. It chilled me to the core. It still does. If you could deny a reality as big as the fact that a country is in a recession, what else could you erase, cancel, and deny? All of this, of course, is being done to prop up the Democrats going into the midterms. But the list of those, heck, just tune in to CNN Business or CNBC, who repeat the denial, people who should know better, titans of business, it is eerie. Not all went along, though. Some wouldn't repeat the lie, no matter what. And they damn near lost their minds. Like Restoration Hardware CEO Gary Friedman. The company's now known as RH, and in a conference call, he raged, "Tell that to Biden," saying anyone who thinks the U.S. isn't in a recession is crazy, quote unquote. Quote, "I don't know," he said. "People keep saying, are we going into a recession? We're in a recession," Friedman said. "Anybody who thinks we're not in a recession is crazy. The housing market is in a recession and it's just getting started. So it's probably going to be a difficult 12 to 18 months in our industry," he said. He then pointed out the most stunning stat I've heard in the last 3 months. It's like a punch to the gut. U.S. household wealth fell in a single quarter by a record never before seen, $6.1 trillion, with a T, trillion dollars. That was in the second quarter. Why? Because we're in a recession.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is a record contraction. That tells us not just that we're in a recession, but we're in a severe recession, one worse than the Great Recession, and probably somewhere between a recession and a depression, and no one will speak it. Again, the alarming part of this is it shows the extent of the capture, some call it corporate capture, of every single one of our institutions, from the FBI to the DOJ, from the CDC to the Census Bureau, which made up lies to give the Democrats 5 congressional districts they didn't deserve by population. Every single major institution, all the houses on Wall Street, are now investing and advising their clients according to the Democrat Party dictated version of reality, not actual financial reality. It is an amazing psychological thing to watch. These are the smartest people in the country. These are the top 3% in the business schools of Yale and Harvard. They know how to read these numbers. And yet, they are all in lockstep, denying reality. But then this is a country where increasingly the price for personhood is the denial of reality. This is a country that increasingly calls the truth conspiracy and misinformation. They're not really good at the speech police stuff yet in this country, but they'll get better. Right now, if something is called a conspiracy theory here in America and fact-checked to any great extent by the mainstream media, you can be virtually assured of two things. It's true, and they'll admit it, sometime in the next 6 months to 2 years after whatever political damage they're seeking is done. Oh, and after they've canceled everyone who said it. That's where we are in this country. It's a scary place we've never been before. I don't have a word for this thing we're living in right now, this lie so big that it's no longer a series of lies or fake news pieces, but an entire manufactured reality. Folks, we have half of a country that is traumatized. They think that the Russians stole an election from them. They think they lived through a coup by Vladimir Putin and were governed by his puppet. They are understandably traumatized. They now think they are not living in a recession, but that they are teetering on the brink of a fascist Nazi authoritarian regime, almost on the verge of being overrun by the half of America they call Nazis. They're terrified. They're like cornered animals, and they're capable of anything. And their reality is totally fake. They are a danger to themselves and everyone they love every time they enter the voting booth. You cannot make good decisions when your perception of reality is so skewed. But I'm constantly searching for the words to use to describe this. These are the people, and these are the times we were warned about when smart people forced us to read 1984 in school. And so it was such a comfort to hear Italy's new prime minister, Giorgia Meloni, give voice to this. In 2 minutes, she explained perfectly what I have been trying to say, and I wanted you to hear it. The news gets better and better about her. She's the first elected conservative in Italy in a century. And no, I don't count the former fascist dictatorship. Those guys were left-wingers. At first, they said conservatives must have turned out heavily. And then, to their horror, they realized what had actually happened. She had won in heavily liberal areas. You know what those are? Normals. Not right-wingers or left-wingers. Normals. Desperately clinging. Voting for reality. This part of her speech made me feel better, and I wanted to translate it for you. Because she gave voice to exactly what we're all going through. This is about what we are doing here today. Why is family an enemy? Why is the family so frightening? There is a single answer to all these questions, she says, because it defines us, because it is our identity, because everything that defines us is now an enemy for those who would like us to no longer have an identity and to simply be perfect consumer slaves. And so they attack national identity. They attack religious identity. They attack gender identity. They attack family identity. I can't define myself as Italian, Christian, woman, mother. No. I must be citizen X, gender X, parent one, parent two. I must be a number, because when I am only a number, when I am no longer have an identity or roots, then I will be the perfect slave at the mercy of financial speculators, the perfect consumer. That's the reason why, she says, that's why we inspire so much fear. That's why this event inspires so much fear. She's talking about her own election. Because we do not want to be numbers. We will defend the value of the human being, every single human being, because each of us has unique genetic code that is unrepeatable. And like it or not, that is sacred. We will defend it. We will defend God, country, and family, those things that disgust people so much. We will do it to defend our freedom, because we will never be slaves and simple consumers at the mercy of financial speculators, she said. Now this part, this is our mission. That is why I came here today. Chesterton wrote more than a century ago, fires will be kindled to testify that two and two make four. Swords will be drawn to prove that leaves are green in summer. That time has arrived. We are ready. Thank you, she says, and walks off. This is exactly where we are. Swords will be drawn to prove that we are in a recession. We are in negative growth. We do live in that reality. This is the fight for reality you read about as a kid in 1984. That's what she's describing, and it's here.
Battleground. around America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.